With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Monday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys today to kick off the week. We just had the U.S. Open wrap up yesterday with JJ Spahn winning. We are going to preview the Open Championship, the year's final major, coming up at Royal Portrush. We also will talk some Major League Baseball, some college baseball on the show today. Our guy Johnny V standing by to get his thoughts. We got Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight, OKC in Indiana. We will preview that one. Also look ahead to Game 6 tomorrow night between the Panthers and the Oilers. And then, as always, we wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. We'd love to hear from you guys on the show today. Chime in with your best bets, questions, anything that you have for us in college baseball, MLB, NBA, NHL, anything in golf, let us know. We got a big event in the Travelers we'll be talking about plenty this week, so make sure you chime in. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. If you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Monday. Glasses in session. Go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with our guy, Johnny Venezia, as we do every Monday. Give Johnny a follow on X at @JohnnyVTV, host of the Breaking Bets podcast. Johnny, we are off and running in Omaha, my friend. We got an elimination game today. We got a winner's bracket game today. Let's start with the elimination game. Arkansas, Murray State. Winner advances, loser goes home. Arkansas, a big favorite today. -3.5 on the run line at BetMGM. Obviously, Murray State, an incredible story this year. A 4 seed making it to the College World Series. What do you make today of that line at 3.5? You think Arkansas covers, or you think that's a little too high?
So it's interesting because what ended up happening was in the first game against LSU, Arkansas had a terrible start from Zach Ruth. They pulled him, didn't even go 2 innings. They bring in their prized bullpen piece, Gabe Gackle, who has real juice to be a top 15 pick next summer. He was the Friday guy to start the year, and then they moved him back into the bullpen. He went 6 innings, 1 earned, 10 Ks. They burned him, but they have a lot of bullpen arms. They're going to be going with Gage Wood. This is a guy who's got legit first-round stuff. He had an injury that forced him to miss about half the season, but since he's returned, it's been a little, I would say, wishy-washy on him because he's not been able to really find his footing overall. He hasn't gone deep into games. He's only made it 6 innings once, only made it 5 innings twice. So he's been getting chased relatively early. The strikeout-to-walk ratio is off the hook. He's got 50-plus Ks to only 7 walks and 28 2/3, so his stuff is legit first-round caliber. But the consistency and the duration has been an issue for him. Also, the 5 home runs he's allowed in just 28.2 innings, even in Omaha, that's something that I would look at for a Racers team that's got 4 guys in double figures home runs. So I think Murray State, if they can kind of atone for their sins against UCLA where they stranded a small village on the bases, they should be able to score here. Obviously, Arkansas being a north of minus 500 favorite should be winning this game, but I think Murray State can keep it close. I gave out 4.5 on the run line. It's come down to 3.5. I still think that's fair. I would sprinkle the money line because I'm not ready to give up on my Racers. Maybe they could give us one last big plus money banger as they've done all tournament here. Isaac Silva going for Murray State, it's been a little bit off for him. He had a bad start against Duke, 6 earned runs and 5 1/3. Didn't matter because they scored 19 in that Super Regional game two. The big thing is, can Silva keep the base runners to a minimum, not let things spiral out of control, and then ultimately give up the big mistake? Arkansas, 124 homers on the year. They can hit it out in Omaha. And if they turn it into a home run derby, then they have no chance. But I'm going to say Murray State pulls out all the stops, gets at least something of competitive nature today. Sprinkle the money line. I like the run line. And I had the over at 10.5. That's been climbing. I'd probably play that out to 12.5 where it currently sits on some books.
What about the other game tonight, Johnny? LSU and UCLA. Winner of this game is 2-0. They have a great shot to go to the National Championship Series. Loser, then obviously going to suffer their first loss. They're on the brink of elimination. Tigers, a 2.5 favorite on the run line. Total in this one is 9.5. Obviously, two good pitching staffs. What would your play be in LSU, UCLA tonight?
LSU, obviously, as you know, is my pick to win it all preseason, so I'm riding with the Tigers here. I don't really love the minus 265 price to lay, so money line's not really something I'm looking at here. 2.5 is a tad steep, in my opinion, so I'm probably off this game in general from a bet. Just kind of want to sit back and hope they win and, you know, continue the march towards the College World Series finals. I think if you're looking for a little bit of a prop, I have one that's interesting. So there's a couple books out there that you can get player props on, and it's pretty interesting. But I like Jared Jones, maybe sprinkle him for a home run today, plus 350. He went 0 for 5 with 5 Ks against Arkansas. Jay Johnson, there was a video of him just kind of consoling him and pulling him aside and talking to Jones, you know, just resetting it for him. He's going against Landon Stump in UCLA, who's been okay at best. He's given up 9 home runs on the year. Jared Jones is some of the most raw power in the country. And if he gets a hold of one, that ball is going to leave the yard. So I think plus 350 is an interesting sprinkle here. Maybe Anthony Ianson, something along the lines of like 9 or 10 strikeouts on the yaw at plus money. For those of you that haven't watched LSU, Anthony Ianson's a guy I've been talking about for probably the whole second half of the year as one of my big risers in the 2025 draft. This kid came from basic obscurity, pitching out UC San Diego the last couple of years, to now a Cade Horton-esque first-round jump. I could see Ianson be a top 20 pick the way he's pitched. He's just been off the hook this season. It's going to start with commanding the top of the lineup, mainly Rock Chalowski for UCLA, a potential 1-1 pick in 2026. Should have been the Golden Spikes finalist. But I like LSU here. I think Anthony Ianson's going to be able to get just enough in a rebound spot off a rough West Virginia outing in the Supers.
All right, very good. Johnny, tomorrow night we're going to have an elimination game, Oregon State and Louisville. We got lines out for that. Beavers minus 210 money line. Don't have run lines out yet on BetMGM. I would assume, though, that you probably have to lay some juice if you want Louisville at plus 1.5 on the run line. These two teams matched up in the opening game. You had the Cardinals get walked off by Oregon State. Who do you like in the rematch tomorrow night?
I like Oregon State. I felt that it was ultimately going to come down to between Coastal and Oregon State in those elimination games. I think ultimately what it is Oregon State's got a better bullpen. I think they'll probably end up throwing Eric Segura, who spent some time in the Friday role. I mean, he's okay, but I think the collection of arms in the pen favors them because Louisville really doesn't have that many. They burned both Patrick Forbes, their Friday guy, against Oregon State the first time, and they threw Ethan Eberle, their freshman, a couple days ago, and they threw the guy that they slotted into their Saturday role recently in Tucker Bibben, who was their closer. So I don't really know who they're going to go with. They don't have a deep enough bullpen, in my opinion, to be able to compete with an Oregon State lineup that's ready to right the wrongs that Jacob Morrison put on them last night. So I think Oregon State's going to get it done here and move on to play Coastal in a rematch.
We're talking with Johnny Venezia here on Send It In. Give Johnny a follow on X @_JohnnyVTV. Make sure you guys check out the Breaking Bet podcast. All right, Johnny, we talked about the three games on the board. I want to get into some futures conversation with you. Only about a minute for each of the answers on these. The first one, we'll start with Arkansas. We talked pre-College World Series, that heavyweight matchup between LSU and Arkansas, and how the loser of that game, you would get some good value on them to win the College World Series, and that's what we're getting with Arkansas. They were like plus 240 to start. Now they're 6-1 to win it all. Is there value there on Arkansas, or would you stay away from the Hogs?
I think there's value in Arkansas, and I'll tell you why. They're obviously a huge favorite to win today. So assuming they take care of business, and right now they're 7-1 around that price. If they win today and then LSU wins and they rematch, which is what I, along with a lot of people, projected was ultimately going to happen on this side of the bracket, they're going to have Zach Root fresh for a bounce back spot. He threw less than 40 pitches, so he's going to be able to throw one of those two games. So I think Arkansas is going to have a good chance to at least get the first game. And then you start forcing LSU to experiment, like Cason Evans, their freshman who's been great, but is a freshman. And yes, they're eight arms deep. So once you start pushing teams to that pressure situation where they haven't been in many times before, even LSU, who's been in this moment actually 2 years ago, I think it's worth a bet because Arkansas is still a really good team. So 7-1 is something that I would be interested in taking for the Razorbacks.
Very good. What about Coastal Carolina, Johnny? Obviously, they're 2-0 on their side of the bracket, but they're plus 190 right now to win the championship. Mm-hmm. Like, could you bet them at that price, or do you think the value's gone at this point?
I probably wouldn't look to bet them right now because I think there's a real chance that if Oregon State wins tomorrow, they're going to move their phenom freshman Dax Whitney, potential top five pick in 2027, up to Wednesday on 5 days rest. Dax Whitney against Coastal, if he's on, he can shut that lineup down. That's not a huge power team. It's a lot of hit to contact, but Whitney, the way he threw against Louisville's lineup that is 1-9 deep, was very impressive. So that's a game that I can definitely see Oregon State win if that's indeed how the pitching goes. And then if it gets to the do or die game to move on to the College World Series finals, you're going to get a much better price on Coastal Carolina. I don't know if I'd be looking to bet them right now, because even if they ultimately win and they were my projected pick to make the finals against LSU, I think LSU would have the advantage there against them just with more depth in both the offense and the pitching staff. So I'm not looking to bet on Coastal at plus 170. If you miss the boat on plus 650 or even plus 350, I mean, sure, you can take a shot, but that's not something that I'm looking to do right now. I want to see how Tuesday and Wednesday ultimately shake out first.
Very good. Nobody better to talk college baseball with than our guy, Johnny Venezia. Give him a follow on X at @JohnnyVTV. Check out the Breaking Bet podcast as well. Johnny's got you covered all throughout Omaha. Always great catching up. Johnny, enjoy the games today, my friend. We'll talk again next Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Peach.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's continue talking baseball. We'll get into those two games coming up today. Pick for me in the college baseball games. Well, let's talk about today's MLB slate. B Mills, Moist Cupcakes, I appreciate the questions you guys have in the chat. We'll get to those in moments. Keep sending in your questions. Again, anything that you guys have for us. This Philly and Marlins game, so B Mills, I see that you're asking about Mick Abel under 4.5 strikeouts against the Marlins. I do like that. I like the under 4.5 Ks. And to be honest with you guys, I like the Marlins today at minus 1010. You guys know who watched this show, right? We bet lines, not teams on this. We bet numbers and not teams on this show. And look at what the numbers are telling you, right? You got one of the best teams in the National League in the Phillies and one of the worst in the Marlins. Sandy Alcantara, yes, he's had a great career. He has not had a good season coming back from injury. He's got an ERA about 7.2. And here they are at minus 110 against the Phillies with Mick Abel on the mound. Really good young pitcher, but has only thrown 15 innings so far in the big leagues. I mean, this line is telling me to bet the Marlins. So I do think they get to Abel a little bit. I think Sandy holds his own. I would look at the Fish minus 110 against the Phillies. As for Rockies and Nationals, B Mills, I see, got a play in this one as well. Jake Irvin under 5.5 Ks. You also like the over in D.C. today with there supposed to be some humidity. Weather was not good this morning, you guys, coming into work, but it looks like it's starting to get a little nicer. And like you said, some humidity, B Mills. I think the over is a good look in the game. as well. Look, the Rockies, as we know, are playing some better baseball here as of late. They just scored a bunch of runs in Atlanta yesterday. Nationals are in a big-time losing streak. They've lost 8 in a row. Davey Martinez is calling out his players. It feels like he's kind of dead man walking right now. He's probably going to get fired at any minute. So I would not bet the Nationals. I would not lay them at minus 180, even against the Rockies. That's a team really struggling. If the Nationals get up early, I'd maybe look at the Rockies on the run line, bet them like +3.5, +4.5. I think they can come back and make it close against the Nationals, but I do like your Irvin under strikeouts, and I like the over as well. As for Angels and Yankees, give me the under 8.5 runs in this game as well. Both of these teams got swept over the weekend. Angels got swept by the O's. Yankees got swept by the Red Sox, and the Yankees have scored 3 runs or less in their last 4 games. Their offense has not been good at all. I think going up against the Angels today, Clark Schmidt should hold his own. Angels shouldn't score too many runs, but this Yankees offense right now, do not like what I'm seeing. So I'm betting the under in that game as well, 8.5 in Yankees and Angels. How about the Orioles and the Rays? Big week for the O's, you guys. They've swept 3 of their last 5 series. They're only 5.5 games out of the final wild card spot, but they got a 4-game series at Tampa and then a 3-game series at the Yankees this week. It all starts with Zach Eflin tonight going up against Ryan Pepiot. It's gonna be a good game. I mean, it's a pick 'em -110 each way. Eflin going up against his former team. Eflin's been solid this year. He's really been solid for the O's ever since they traded for him. That line being at -110, with the Rays being one of the hotter teams in baseball, playing really well, being at home, and yet this is a pick 'em. I think the O's are probably the right side. So I look at Baltimore -110. Give me Seattle on the run line today against Boston at +120. This is just one of my spots that I love betting in any kind of sport, right? Put yourself in the mind of the Red Sox. You just sweep your arch rival in the Yankees. Then you got to travel across the country to take on the Mariners. And then on top of that, obviously we have the Devers news with him getting traded and going to San Francisco. There's a lot of distractions, a lot going on with Boston right now. They're dealing with new teammates. They're dealing with maybe some friction in the clubhouse. They're dealing with travel. They have an emotional high off that win against the Yankees, and they're going up against one of the best pitchers in the American League in Logan Gilbert today. So give me Seattle run line at +120. Astros and Athletics, Lance McCullers going up against Mitch Spence. Nothing for me in that game. I'm going to pass. And then Moist Cupcakes, I see you got to play in Dodgers and Padres tonight. Ohtani, as we know, making his first start of the season, coming back from Tommy John. 3 or more strikeouts for Ohtani is +310. Just read something that said Ohtani is only expected to throw 1, maybe 2 innings tonight. So yeah, because of that, wouldn't take the 3 or more strikeouts, and that is my handicap on tonight's game and why I like the Padres, right? Dodgers are -150. They're getting a boost because Ohtani is back on the mound. Obviously, everybody's going to see that Ohtani's pitching tonight. They're going to be so excited to watch him, so excited to back him, but that's the problem, is he's only going to pitch 1 or 2 innings. So I'm really not even looking at this game like Ohtani's pitching. Sure, he gets to face the top of the order for San Diego that we know is really good, but it's going to be Cease against pretty much a bullpen game for the Dodgers. You're giving me +125 for Dylan Cease and the Padres. Imagine if Ohtani wasn't starting this game and the Dodgers were going with an opener. They'd probably be like -120. Right? Instead, they're -150. We're getting good value on the Padres. Give me San Diego at +125. And then in college baseball, Arkansas, Murray State. I know Johnny said he liked Murray State. I'm on the other side with Arkansas, you guys. This is the challenge when you go to Omaha and you play in that ballpark. You just can't rely on the home run ball as much. And watching Murray State here in the NCAA tournament against Duke, and when they were playing against Ole Miss and in some of their regional games, they were hitting the ball out of the park, and that was sparking a lot of their offense. Now they got to manufacture a ton of runs in this ballpark, and going up against that pitching staff for Arkansas, I think it's going to be a tall order. So I don't love Arkansas today, but it would only be the Razorbacks -3.5 or pass for me in that game. As for LSU, UCLA, give me the under. LSU's pitching is terrific. UCLA's pitching very solid as well. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game, so I'll take under 9.5 in LSU and UCLA. All right, let's do a little playoff page now. Talk some NBA and NHL. We got Game 5 tonight in OKC. The Thunder are 9.5-point favorites, and the total is 224 and a half, right? So in this series, you guys, it opened up, we got a 230 and a half in game one. Then after game one, dropped to 228 and a half. And then games three and games four have been about 227 and a half. Well, the under's 3-1 so far in this series. It really should be 4-0. We were lucky to get the over in game two. So there's a very good chance that the under in this series should be 4-0. We've had three very comfortable unders. And now here comes the big adjustment. Now we drop from the 227 and a half down to 224 and a half. And you guys know this is where I like to attack when we get this kind of value. I'm not looking at the full game total though. I'm looking at OKC team total over at 117 and a half, because with the full game total dropping, that means the team totals are dropping in this game as well. OKC's team total at home has been like 120 and a half. Now we're getting them at 117 and a half. Look, Oklahoma City, I mean, now that we've watched them throughout the entire playoffs, they are just a way different team at home offensively than they are on the road. You watch them in games three and games four in Indiana, it's some brutal offensive basketball for some periods of time, right? But you get them at home, in front of that home crowd, with their defense and how it turns into their offense, they're really tough to stop, and they usually put up a lot of big numbers. So I worry about Indiana. I mean, these two teams are night and day different at home, on the road, in this series with their offense. We have really seen Indiana struggle with their offense on the road, while Oklahoma City's has really struggled on the road. With this game in OKC tonight, the one thing I feel the best about is that OKC's offense is going to put up a lot of points. So I don't want to touch the 9.5. I don't want to touch the full game total because I worry about Indiana maybe getting us there. But I like OKC over 117 and a half team total. That's probably my favorite bet for tonight. I also like Halliburton over 17 and a half points for tonight for Indiana as well. We've been talking about this on the show. I think after the first two games of the series, Halliburton realized he's got to be way more aggressive early on in the game. He's got to be way more aggressive in the first quarter, in the first half. He can't have these games where he's got less than 5 points in the first half and then scores double digits in the fourth quarter. In game one, it was enough. Game two, obviously, it was not. So you saw when he was at home he made it more of a point to get to the rim, to get to his floater, to shoot some threes, to try and get himself going. Halliburton, I mean, we all love his game, right? He's a great clutch player, great in crunch time, but he lets the game come to him, and he usually likes getting his teammates going early. I think that it's flipped, though, and his mindset early on in this game has been to look for a shot. I think that continues, so I'll go over 17.5 points for Halliburton. I'll also go over 1.5 threes for Caruso at -105. Every game so far in the finals, all four games, Caruso's hit at least one three-pointer. In two of the four games, he has hit multiple three-pointers. Obviously, these role players, you like them a lot better offensively when they're at home in front of their home crowd in their building. So Caruso -105 tonight to get us just two three-pointers, I think it's a great play. I like that. And I think this series is going seven. I know the whole time I've been telling you guys, Indiana's going to win game one, Thunder in five, Thunder in six. Look at -1.5 on the series spread. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to admit when you're wrong and when the series is going a certain way. And even though I'm rooting for the Thunder to still win the series in six so we can cash those tickets, I do think this thing is going seven. I think this series is going to go the way that the Denver series did, where Indiana was up 2-1, OKC stole that pivotal game four, and then the home team won the last three games, and I think that's what's going to happen in this series. I think OKC tonight, Pacers in game six, and then I think the Thunder win the finals in seven. So if you want to hedge that bet a little bit, if you did take the Thunder series spread at -1.5, you could bet the series to go seven games at +115, obviously hoping that the Thunder do win tonight, because if the Pacers win tonight, then we might lose all of our bets. But I do think OKC wins tonight. I think this series goes seven. So +115 at BetMGM, the series to go seven. I think that's a good play. As for the Stanley Cup final, we'll obviously get into this game more tomorrow when game six happens. I thought the Oilers were going to win this series from the start. I thought it was Oilers in seven, and I'm not changing my opinion. Instead of betting Edmonton at +125 to win tomorrow, I'm just going to bet the Oilers to win the series at +280. If the Oilers win tomorrow, Game 7 is going to be a pick'em, just like it was last year when these teams matched up in Game 7. It's going to be -110 each way. So from a math standpoint, I just think it makes sense to bet the Oilers at +280. If you like them tomorrow, certainly they could lose Game 7, but I think tomorrow is Florida's game seven. I think if the Oilers win that game, going back to Edmonton, I think the Oilers take care of business. So give me the Oilers plus 280 to win this series. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's an NBA Finals short game parlay, same game parlay boost token. Snag this SGP boost for the NBA Finals. Use your SGP boost token on any NBA Finals matchup and score a bigger payout if your SGP wins. All right, you guys, let's talk some golf. As we had the U.S. Open wrap up yesterday, I was at Oakmont for the first 2 days of the tournament. B-Mills wanted to know how Oakmont was. You guys, that course is something. It's nicknamed the Beast for a reason. There was a lot of talk about the U.S. Open and whether or not, you know, it was enjoyable to watch, whether or not Oakmont is fair, whether or not it's a good golf course. I mean, I personally love it. Like, the U.S. Open is supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be difficult. But I think Oakmont's a fair test, right? So many courses nowadays in golf, it's all about the bombers. It's all about just bombing it down and playing out of the rough. That's not what Oakmont's about. If you put the ball in the fairway and you hit good approach shots, you're going to give yourself an opportunity to make pars or make birdies. Obviously, yesterday, out of the rain delay, was brutal, especially for like Sam Burns when he should have gotten relief when his ball was in the water and he didn't. Like, stuff like that's tough. But heading into the final round, it was much like when DJ won in 2016. We had three guys, four guys under par. Everybody else was around plus one, plus two, plus three. And getting to the final, like, four holes, it felt like a whole bunch of guys were in it with the chance to win. So Oakmont's awesome. Those greens are unbelievably difficult. The rough is insane, but it's a fair test. And congrats to JJ Spahn winning that event the way he did as well with that 60-foot birdie putt. Unbelievable. And Spahn is 66-1 at the Open Championship. I don't expect him to go back-to-back, but look, there are only four guys on the PGA Tour this year that are top 50 in driving distance and driving accuracy. Spahn was one of those guys. And he won the U.S. Open at Oakmont, and he took Rory to the playoff at the Players' Championship. So, I mean, he could have arguably won at two really difficult golf courses. Now you get him at Royal Portrush, another course where you're going to have to be accurate, because we know the great defense for those open courses are those pop bunkers. Not necessarily about length, although that definitely helps, but certainly about accuracy. So Spahn, we'll see how he reacts. Does he have a little bit of a hangover now that he won the U.S. Open, or does he keep this momentum going? Not doing anything with him, though, at Portrush. As for some of the other guys, Scotty's going to be the favorite again. Of course, he is at plus 450. You guys know how I feel about Scotty. It came true again at Oakmont. Until he proves that he can win at a course that he doesn't see every single year, I don't think you can bet him at these prices. You just can't. Not saying he's not capable of doing it, but until you prove to me that you can do it, I can't bet you at plus 450. So I'm staying away from Scotty. Rory, I'm staying away from as well. When the Open Championship was at Portrush years ago when Shane Lowry won it, Rory opened with quadruple bogey. He's going to be feeling the nerves. He's going to be feeling the pressure. And he even talked about it yesterday, right? After winning the Masters and climbing his Mount Everest, he's had a little bit of an emotional letdown. Now he's trying to rev it back up, getting ready for the Open Championship. I just don't know if that's something that you can flip a switch, you know? So I worry about Rory. I'm not betting him at plus 650. As much as I love Bryson and betting him in these majors, and we loved him at Oakmont and it didn't work out for us, Bryson's just not made to play Open Championship golf. He's just not, with the way that he drives the ball and everything. So I'm not betting Bryson. Rahm is the guy that I would look at. If there was a favorite that I would keep an eye on, it will be John Rahm at 12-1. He has good history at Open Championships, and he really struck the ball well at Oakmont. His strokes gained tee to green was amongst some of the leaders. Guy just could not make a putt. So if Rahm makes a putt a month from now, he's going to have an opportunity to hoist the claret jug. Xander Schauffele, we cashed another top 20 with him at the U.S. Open. I'm coming back to bet more placement bets with Xander at the Open Championship as well. How about Victor Hovland? Put himself in the conversation at Oakmont this week. Nearly won his first major championship. It's getting close for Victor. It's almost there. I would look at him again at 22-1. How about Brooks Koepka, right? Brooks used to be, if like you're filling out a bingo card, he used to be the free space at all these majors. You just throw Brooks Koepka, got to have a piece of him in some of these majors. Hasn't been great the last couple years. But heading into the weekend, Brooks was in the mix at Oakmont. I think his game's coming around. I think he's going to start being a factor in these majors again. You're getting that 40-1 at the Open Championship. Might be the best opportunity we have to buy low on Brooks if he has another good performance. So I would look at him. And then two more guys that I would look at. Russell Henley, just made to play the Open Championship. A guy that accurate with that great of a short game, 66-1. I think he's the best bet on the board. And I hate to do this to you guys, but Jordan Spieth, you know, he's playing good golf. He's playing good. And Jordan is another guy that was made for the Open Championship with the short game. So getting Jordan at 50-1, I think for anything, it's the price. Maybe you don't want to bet him to win, but you can look at some placement finishes. But Russell Henley right now, 66-1, probably the best bet on the board for me. All right, let's wrap up the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. My guy today going streaking is going to be Trey Turner of the Phillies against the Marlins. He's batting .351 in his career against Sandy, 13-37. Trey going to get us a base hit today to get us to 5 in a row. He's my pick for going streaking. Alex Caruso over 1.5 three-pointers tonight against Indiana. Again, every game so far in the finals, he's hit at least one. Two of the four, he's hit two. I think being at home tonight, give me Caruso over 1.5 three-pointers. Dog of the day, like the Padres, you guys, +125. Otani's on the mound. Everybody's going to get excited, but he's only going to throw like one or two innings. He's really not going to be out there. So I think you're getting a great price on the Padres. We'll take him +125. And the best bet's going to be OKC team total over at 117.5. I think their offense is going to go off tonight. Score like 125, so I'll take the over there. Real quick, Reed Phillips Rad, Judge being lined +125, over 1.5 total bases seems odd. It does because the Yankees offense has been struggling as of late, but he's at home, Reed. I'd go over 1.5 total bases for Judge. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks again to Johnny V. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.